Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian. America. As I tell you each week, we are always a world at war. The Barbarian is here from the Valhalla Studios deep in the mountains of Arizona. We welcome you all tonight to the show, and we shall pray for the world. Boy, does it need it. We are the intrepid and digital warriors of this new asymmetrical war. We will pursue them relentlessly to the ends of the earth. And there, they will look into the abyss. And to the vanquished, it will be their ultimate fate. But to us, our great destiny will be secured. Spoken by yours truly in 2023 AD. Corrupt U.S. politicians has spent decades building up China into what it is today, and we'll get into that during the show, I assure you. Well, I hail from the Phoenix Scottsdale area, the mountains of Arizona. We've got the biggest sporting event in the world coming here this Sunday, the mighty Super Bowl. Philadelphia Eagles, Kansas City Chiefs. It's going to be one hell of a game. This town is set, ready to rock and roll. There are events and parties scheduled everywhere. And I plan to be a part of it wherever I can fit in. It's not too expensive. Some of these gigs are going for a ton of money. There's 1,000 personal jets flying in to the Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport from all over the country and the world. 1,000 and counting. Those high rollers are bringing in their entourages, their suitcases full of cash. I'm telling you, millions of dollars will be exchanging hands on Super Bowl Sunday when the bets roll in and the spreads. It's going to be an incredible weekend. We'll get to that as well on the show. I've got some business to attend to in Las Vegas, Nevada. So I'll be flying up on this Sunday, catch the game there, somewhere on the world-famous Strip. Meet some people, some media people, etc. See what happens. But our country is in dire straits. Talk to a guy building our New York website this past week. Some of our tech wizards. He's got a lot of military connections. And he's very sober. He's telling me that there's a lot of things going on that most Americans are totally oblivious to, and maybe you want to be. As they say, ignorance is bliss. But anything can happen, as I've warned you before, at any time. It's a very, and still a very dangerous world. And the United States is the forefront of a lot of this. This is a rabbit hole that we talked about before the show. The roots of a lot of our problems go back to World War II and the fateful decisions that were made then. For example, I love examples. America bolstered Russia after their communist revolution. Most Americans don't know. And all the bitching and whining about Mother Russia, Vladimir Putin this and Putin that, that America made Russia what it is today. We created a monster. Go back to the 1930s. It's about 15, 20 years after the Russian Revolution of 1917. Russia was nothing. They had antiquated industry at best. Millions of shoeless peasants that couldn't build tanks or planes or a lot of things without Western help. They always had Moscow, but America beefed up Russia against the Third Reich in World War II. Then we wonder why we have problems with Russia today. Well, America gave Russia all kinds of tech, know-how, billions of dollars for free, loans that were forgiven. We built them up. You could say it was part of the overarching plan to build up the next boogeyman for the next 50, 60, 70 years. Same with China. After the war, we helped out China decade after decade. They were supposed to be a trading partner under Nixon and really a consumer. And that's how Nixon set them up. Give them a little bit of money, but not too much. Give them a little bit of know-how, but not too much. Under Clinton, Democrat, he blew up China like crazy. Sold the military secrets, all kinds of top secret tech information, briefcases and laptops were given to China. And they reverse engineered a lot of things. You know, about 30, 40 years ago, China had no satellites in orbit. Now they've got supposedly space age satellites, killer satellites. They had no ICBMs. They could reach America 30, 40 years ago. Now they do. Their military was decimated after Mao Zedong's Cultural Revolution. But it all started under Bill Clinton, the buildup of China. Under Obama, it blew up even further. So our world today, this is where we're at. America's famous for creating monsters. And then we have the gall and the nerve to complain about it and bitch about it when a spy balloon flies over America. Unbelievable to me. We built up China. We built up Russia. They both got nukes aligned against us. Hell, we even helped out North Korea. How'd they get all their nuclear arsenal? It didn't fall from the sky, you know. Somebody gave it to them for cash. We have a lot of corrupt U.S. politicians on the dole, on the take. They spend decades building up our enemies into what they are. And they want your sons and daughters to fight the next war as cannon fodder while they enrich themselves over your blood, over your land, on your dime. They use your taxpayer money to fund projects. They work against your interests in the nation. That's where we are tonight. Welcome to church, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. This is our church radio show once a week. We're glad you're here. Love that. Clint Eastwood Spaghetti Westerns. The show, too, is about the man with no name. That was the moniker for Clint Eastwood with his Spanish poncho, hat, and cigar. Running around the Southwest, Arizona, California, New Mexico, shooting the bad guys. Saving the day from the good, the bad, and the ugly, which can be described as the Congress today to his movie, Hang 'Em High. You get my drift? Unbelievable. There's a reason why we got to where we got. There's a reason. If you dig these onion layers off the dust of history, there's a reason how we got here. Well, I'm not always a man of the cloth. But I know men that are. But they asked me to say this today, and I will say it on the air. Praise be to the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war, my fingers for battle. Psalm 144:1. Love that. So true. I've had dreams myself that America and other countries in the West are on the eve of great battle. I hope I am wrong. I've had several dreams like that. Well, you've now all heard of the devastating earthquake in Turkey. Now a 3.8 earthquake has hit and rattled the suburbs of Buffalo, New York. First they had the snowpocalypse a month or so ago, and now this. Crazy. Well, a wise old prophet once said this that is prophetic for America. No need to do anything. The snake is now devouring itself. It won't be long now. See what happens. There may be many shoes that will drop this year. Hope you all are getting prepared out there for economic calamity or carnage. Bolster up your homestead, your stronghold, your home, your fortress, your fort, your shining city on the hill. Bolster everything up. This is the time when the economy is, well, relatively good in the sense if you want a job, you can get one. The problem is the Biden inflation is going to kick your ass. and the cost of living is going to eat your lunch. But beyond that, you'll be okay. You may have to work two jobs. Well, George Carlin, the comedian, and by the way, I tell people all the time this, that our situation is so bad that it really is funny if you stand back and look at it. Funny in a dark way. The dark humor in my mind. But George Carlin once said, the obedient always think of themselves as virtuous rather than cowardly. Very true. Well, many of you, I think, missed the show on Tuesday. The illustrious Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy radio show. Never forget, the first Tuesday of the month. On that show, we will talk about the Bachelor in America, possibly before he gets married. Maybe if you got a divorce. We'll throw in some politics, some economics, some fun stuff, some music, a few jokes, some fraternity humor, if you will. And people will ask us time and time again, did you guys take some liberties with your female guests? Well, hell yes, we did. And that's a fact. Every bachelor out there knows it's a war zone and a jungle out there. And the same for any patriot. On the Bachelor Show, anything goes. And if you were looking for airtime, that's the show to call. Because this show gets packed up with calls. I try to get to all of you and everyone. Some calls drop off. Some calls I know. Some calls I don't know. But we'll try to get to everybody always on this show. Unlike other talk shows, where they'll never give you the time of day. They'll never let you call. They'll never let you express yourself. They'll never take anything a little bit controversial, anything that goes against the media narrative, or God forbid, the RNC talking points, they will not let on the air. You know it, and I know it, and the American people know it. Well, on The Bachelor Show, as well as any patriot, there's always a little James Bond or Matt Helm and every man in America and beyond. There's always one in every guy, every real man at least. That show is about trying to not get sucked into the society matrix. Much like this show, I tell you to do what makes you happy. Be the happy warrior. Get prepared, but you got to stay functional in life. My God. I posted some memes and gab earlier today. And some people take these things so seriously. My God. Chill out, people. We're not in a war yet. But it could happen. People are really tense. They're tied up. Their minds tied up in knots. The least little thing offends them. Even if they're patriots or whatever. I'm going, it's a simple meme. The meme only means the meme. There's not always layers of onion behind it or logic per se. Just accept it for what it is. I told one guy, take from it what you will. I don't care what you think. I just posted a meme. So if you can't take a meme, get a thicker skin, buddy. It's pretty, people are tense. They're trigger happy, aren't they? Mentally, not physically. Well, maybe. We'll see about that, too. But this is the law-abiding show. We want everybody to do well. We don't want you to get in trouble. We don't want you to have weird people knock on your door at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. We want you to do well and prosper while the whole country's going to hell. You can do it. So we're going to need all hands on deck eventually. That's why I say that. People are locked up. They have. If they're distracted by stupid things that they did, nobody can really help them, can they? So we need everybody in the country who's of like mind to grow and prosper and expand, not contract. You need to grow our numbers, not contract them. Well, the abomination of the U.S. government has become commonplace. We have U.S. congressmen and Roman senators that are not concerned about many things, yet they feign outrage over the Chinese spy balloon, as if they didn't know it was flying over the country. They only feign outrage now because they were caught. They wouldn't have said a damn thing had it never made the news. They don't care about the $32 trillion U.S. debt, which can affect us. They don't care about the 4 million illegal aliens and counting, and that's probably a low number, that have invaded America since 2021. They don't care about the sky-high Biden inflation, really high fuel prices, and Fed interest rates. They keep creeping up, don't they? They don't care about the Democrat Party attempting to stoke a race war in America. They're always talking about class envy, trying to get one class to hate the other class. They don't care about the rampant crime waves in most American cities, the fentanyl and drug use across the nation, or the homeless epidemic. No, all they care about this week was the Chinese spy balloon. Pretty funny. These same people didn't care one iota when Democrat Swalwell had his Chinese spy assistant named Feng Feng. God knows what she got. Also that dumb Democrat, Dianne Feinstein from California, and her Chinese spy driver for like, she had that guy for like 20 years and counting. What intel did he get away with? This government is a joke. And everyone knows it. A complete, utter joke. We had the State of the Union this past week. I saw it. It's my job. And I laughed halfway through it. I love it that the Congress was heckling the president. He deserves it. He deserves every bit of it. He does not deserve their respect. Making outlandish claims, outright lies. Sure, I kind of like the raucous Congress once in a while. It's kind of like the British Parliament, where they yell at the guy making the dumb speech. Get off the stage, you bum! Why not? If England can do it, why can't we? They say, oh, we should be more composed in D.C. Since when have we been composed? Jeez. United States government is absolute garbage. They have more alphabet agencies than there are alphabets. That's just pathetic. Well, if you're new to the show, we will take calls after the monologue at 563-999-3437. This is Epic Episode 141 with tonight's theme, Money Never Sleeps, Pal. They start 8 of February 9th, 2023. You have entered the Radio Octagon. We're very glad everyone's here tonight.
Von Wehunt speaks truth to power. Von Wehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m. The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
You're damn right. Now in 2 weeks, we're going to have Ari Bradshaw as our VIP guest, a political astute individual from Vanderbilt University, who is a street guy, a regular Joe, with very good knowledge and intel, living here in Arizona, about the Carrie Lake campaign and the upset election that we had last fall. Can't wait to get him on the air. We're going to have a nice discussion again in 2 weeks. Don't want to miss that one. If you've been curious about why things are the way they are in Arizona with the governor's race and why Katie Hobbs is the governor and not Carrie Lake, that's the show you don't want to miss, as well as the other positions. It'll be a good one. I'm looking forward to it. Well, people are rightfully upset about China launching several spy balloons against the United States. Now, our show, along with others, we have found the remote military Chinese base, which is launching these spy balloons. It's an island in the South China Sea, heavily militarized. We have the satellite photos, and we have the real photos taken by our own spies. And I've seen this, and I've posted it on Gap. And it's also been posted on the Texas News Studio Network. But this is what they're doing. They're launching these, and you'll see more of these launched all over the world. They're getting intel, finding the weak spots before Red Dawn invasion or EMP attack or something big. They're not doing this just to collect TikTok videos. That's the cover story that our intelligence or Congress, they want you to think. China has already got those. They're not flying over, spending millions of dollars to launch balloons and to manufacture them to pick up your cell phone call when you're ordering a pizza. They're flying over nuclear installations. They're flying over our ICBMs. They're flying over our ports where the submarines are. They're flying over our bases, trying to pick up military chatter and readiness. They're getting ready. Getting ready. China wants to rule the world. And I mean that. Everything I've read about them points in that direction. Their own Chinese model of this century, is by the end of the century, they want to rule the world. By 2050, they want to have conquered the West. That's us. They figure it'll take them 50 years to solidify real power after they battle the patriots in America. I know it sounds crazy to many of you, but this is their war plan. This is what they want to do. And they're spending their time and effort and money in that direction. They just don't want to be powerful in the Asian Rim Pacific type countries. They want to rule over the entire world. They feel in the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, they cannot rule the world until America is either gone or subjugated. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. That's the facts. That's where they're at today. Mentally, psychologically, they're on a war footing in China. China is loving what's going on in Ukraine. They're watching their adversary, really, Russia, get weaker and weaker by the day. They're watching America get weaker and weaker every week, every month, with us giving money to Ukraine and military hardware. Came out this week that the UK has given all, I repeat, all of their heavy artillery to Ukraine. They have now rendered themselves defenseless in a conventional attack. Every single cannon in the United Kingdom is now in the Ukraine. Now, this is either the biggest military psyop in the world, or the West is trying to suicide themselves. I would do the exact opposite. I would cut Ukraine off. We've given you enough. Good luck. And start bolstering up our defenses. That's what I would do. Cut it cold turkey. Do what you can, but it's a lost cause. We wish them well. Nobody wants to be invaded, but I hate to say it. I told you on the last show, Russia has 700,000 troops now on the Ukrainian border. And they will do a second spring offensive. It's right around the corner. No one thought they would ever invade except me and this show. And my call, I said, they're going to invade. I said, oh, no. You got it all wrong, man. They're not going to invade. Ukraine's a democracy. Well, Putin says, to hell with your democracy. I'm going in. And he went in. Well, that's reality on the ground, which I'm famous for. Well, as you know, on this show, we will find truth wherever we find it. And I'm so glad everyone's here tonight. It's time to start our great show, and we'll get to some great calls. And we have a lot to talk about tonight. I don't know where to begin, but it's going to be big. Oh, yes. Love that. This week it was reported that an alleged Nazi couple were arrested in America for an alleged plot to completely blow up and destroy Baltimore, Maryland. I mean, I thought Baltimore was already destroyed. They need a Nazi couple to blow it up more. Unbelievable. Well, in Florida, black leaders in Miami and now apologize to Governor DeSantis after a member of their organization called him a racist. God forbid, right? You've heard that before. In San Diego, what's going on? Low-flying choppers, military maneuvers at night. get the New World Order enforcement units are getting ready, it seems. Well, in that case, time to buy more ammo and get ready for the onslaught. Gosh, those videos of the choppers flying around the San Diego downtown, treetop level, were just amazing. Incredible stuff. Well, let's get to our phones. Let's get to Paul the Gladiator in North Phoenix with his rendition of the week's activities. Welcome, Paul, to the show. How you doing, man?
He was like semi-homeless, living on a horse property, believe it or not, up here north of Desert Hills, north here. His aunt and uncle's place. He had a little room. And then he got into politics.
Paul's talking to a neighbor.
Got in with Carrie and Blake and everybody.
I love it. Let's listen in.
Thursday night, radio show. Why don't you give him a call, get to know him. I'll introduce you guys by phone. And he's going to be one of the VIP guests tonight. So that was cool.
Gladiator, how are you doing, man?
Hello?
Are you there?
Hello?
Paul. Yeah.
Hey, man.
How's it going?
Hey, what's
up? We're on the air, man.
We're live.
We're live, baby. We're live.
I was just talking to a friend of mine. Yeah, I was just talking to a friend of mine. I thought my introduction guy would be on tonight, but I guess it's going to be next week.
It'll be on the 23rd, I believe. Yeah, in 2 weeks.
Oh,
2 weeks. Ari. Yeah. We have him booked.
Yeah,
he's booked and ready to go.
Tonight. Yeah, awesome.
No.
Awesome. Hopefully he's listening tonight.
Right. Hope he is.
Yeah, man.
He's going to be great. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I just got off the ranch about 5 minutes ago. And, it's interesting on your monologue, because I was listening to a show during the day today, and they were talking about, and it's very relevant to today, how the elite Democrats, they were called the new socialists, right? The new liberals back in the early 1900s, 1905 to 1910, and how they wanted to, they were the educated elite. They were taking over the government, and they touted and told the rest of America what they should be thinking and doing and saying, and they wanted to get into this global affair called World War One. And they literally pushed America into World War One, thinking that they would be blown up by somebody, and then they could reconstruct the new world, the new America, right?
Sure.
And nowadays, all we see are these elitist Democrats who are trying to literally tell you and me and everybody in America what to think and what to do and what to say. And they're trying to get the country blown up economically, because they know they can't blow us up physically, but economically, to destroy the economic system, to rebuild the new world, right? The new world order.
Right.
And it's the same old playbook, right? It's just 120 years later. And, back then it was, a small group of Republicans who stood up and said, no, you're not going to destroy America. Like, we will stop that. And nowadays, with the Republicrats in Washington, D.C., they're actually joining the playbook. And I kind of feel like they're saying the same things that the Democrats are saying. Like, we're just going along. We're just going to do this. And those are the old Republicrats, right? Like the McConnells, right? Mitch McConnell and his gang. But then you saw a couple nights ago in the State of the Union how the younger Republicans, right, the Boberts, right, the Gantz,
yes,
they were laughing and cackling at Joe Biden, like, screw you, old man, you don't even know what you're talking about. And then Joe's like, well, you know, it's not all the Republicans. It's just a few. Like, it's not all. It's a few. It's a handful. It's, you know, it's just a few of you. It's not all the Republicans. Like, yeah, because the Mitch McConnells are in the Mitch McConnells are in your pocket, but the smart independent Republicans, right, they're actually standing
right.
up for us, like what we believe. Like, yeah, screw you, Democrats and Biden and you Republicrats. Like, screw you. You know, we're going to hold you
right.
hostage. And we should hold the government hostage. We should say, no, we're not going to go with your plan. We're going to stop the government from printing money and paying obligations that are freaking ridiculous because nobody pays our obligations that they owe to us. So why should we pay
That's
them?
Right.
Yeah. What do we get out of it? You know, where's our hot chocolate sundae at the end if we pay them? Like, what do we get in return? I don't get a banana split sundae. Do you? Do you get a sundae delivered to your house if we're paying
the
bills?
No, never did. I'm still waiting
never
for
did.
It. Never.
Exactly. Right? Unbelievable. It's just a repetitive crap. You know, it's every 100 years. We got to kick these people down. We really got to beat them up. We got to get a bunch of Republican people and independent people and patriot people and nationalist people to volunteer for these elections so we can stop them from continuous stealing our votes. We have to be there at the polls counting the votes. Don't let the Democrats do it. We have to rise up and say, get the hell out. You have volunteered too long. And we're going to actually really count the votes and not add any bullshit to it. If you beat us, you beat us, fair and square. But I don't think you can. Like, how can we have an Arizona State Senate and an Arizona House of Representatives here in our capital that is Republican majority, but the governor, the attorney general, all these top jobs are fuck. We voted them democratically. So you're telling me people like me, the Republican down the line, at the very top of the ticket, they moved the pen over to the left side and voted Democrat instead of Republican? I don't buy it. It's bullshit. It doesn't exist. It's not real.
I agree. There's no way that happened. No way. Not in those numbers. They're lying to us. They told us that. And like Stalin said, as you know, Paul, it's not who votes, it's who counts the votes, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And it's not even really who counts because they're not counting. All they're doing is stamping a number. We beat you.
Yeah.
We got more than you. Here's the stamp. Boom. Go to hell. You know?
That's right.
And they don't even hide the go to hell. And then they wonder why these younger, independent, gun-carrying Americans get so frustrated that they go out and destroy things and people's lives. Now, I'm not saying it's good to do, but they wonder why these young, frustrated, independent-thinking young people go and do that. How can you be surprised? You're suppressing them. They're all 18, 19,
right.
20. They know what's up. They voted. They said, no, I'm going to vote for the conservative guy who's got my thinking in mind so I can go to a nice school. I might have to get two part-time jobs, but I'm going to do it. And they've got money in their pocket, and they exercise their American right of owning a gun, and they get so frustrated because they know that everything is stolen from them. And you wonder why they're frustrated?
Right.
I don't wonder why they're frustrated. You know, I know why they're frustrated. I don't condone what they do, but they're doing it, you know, and they're going to continue to do it. Yeah, they're going to continue to push their buttons, and their buttons are not going to get stopped. And that's it.
God, I know. It's going to blow up one of these days, man. It's going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back. I keep saying that. We saw little riots a few years ago. That was your wake-up call, America. Right, wrong, or indifferent. It's only going to get worse.
These aren't the Antifa idiots. These aren't the Antifa idiots who wear a mask.
I know.
These guys don't wear masks. They're not afraid. You know?
I know.
And the Democrats should be afraid of that. These guys don't hide behind your little army of Antifa masks. These guys go out with that mask and say, hey, screw you.
That's right.
You know? Yeah.
That's right. God. Yeah. Great call, man. Well, it's going to be an interesting year. That we know for sure. And once Mr. Bradshaw comes on, your friend there, Ari, it's going to be a great show here in a few weeks. We're going to cut to the chase, you know?
Yeah, that'll be amazing. Yeah. And I'll tell you, you're right. This is an interesting year. And my advice to everyone listening out there is if you don't have any encumbrances, if you don't have a wife and kids, if you're not having to look over, you know, people and protect them within your own domicile, go and get independent. Go get independent somewhere. You know where I'm getting independent, on the ranch. No one's going to be able to bug me. I have minimalistic expenses, income coming in on the property. It's going to be a money-making property itself. Plus, you know, the foals that are going to come out of the mares. But if you can make yourself independent somewhere away from these Democrats, go to Republican stronghold areas. You don't have to move from your state. Just go to a city or town that is hardcore Republican for the last 30 to 40 years. It's not going to change.
Yeah, that's the first step. I totally agree. Yep.
Yeah. Make yourself independent. Lower your bills. Lower your expenses as low as you can get them. Don't go to your steakhouse every Friday or Saturday night and spend $100, $200. Save that money. Think about it. $100 a week saved over the course of a year, net income, save $100. That's $5,200 in a year, just $100. If you can do $200, you got over $10,000, $10,400 cash that they can't steal from you. I've been doing that for years and years and years. That's why I'm able to independence myself right now. I have no worries, no ties, cash on hand, ready to do what I want to do with it. If you can do that over the next year or two during this Biden catastrophe of an economic country, cutting it in half, if you can do that, do it. So that when we can change and flip the script over there in the White House, at least you'll have capital to make moves with. And you can ride the storm out, because it's going to take any Republican at least a year to turn it around from 24 to 25. So you really have to have 23, 24, and 25 in the bag. You need to have a 36-month plan. After that 36 months, though, it's going to open up. And you better have some assets, some real cash assets to make a move with to ride the wave, whether it's a part-time business or a full-time business or a big-time business, you know, something that you can do to ride the wave of the change that's about to come in about 24 to 36 months. That's my suggestion to everybody listening.
I totally agree. I love it. Paul, great call, man. Great advice. Thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it, man. Have a great night.
All right, everybody. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The Gladiator. Yeah, great advice. Well, we're going to get to American Scotch next. But first, I think this is a good time to hear this again.
Robert Hoover will speak on behalf of Delta House.
I don't think you can fully judge a fraternity without looking at the positive qualities of the people in it.
I think we've heard enough, Mr. Chairman.
I was told I'd have a chance to...
That's enough. The court will now render a decision.
Well, look, you said I could speak.
He said that's it!
Are you deaf?
Let's finish this damn thing.
I don't think it's fair.
I'll tell you what's fair, what's not.
Mr. President, do we have to listen to any more of this?
Point of parliamentary procedure.
Don't screw around. They're serious this time.
Take it easy. I'm in pre-law, man.
But you're pre-med. What's the difference?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be brief. The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests. We did. But you can't hold a whole fraternity responsible for the behavior of a few sick, perverted individuals. For if you do, then shouldn't we blame the whole fraternity system? And if the whole fraternity system is guilty, then isn't this an indictment of our educational institutions in general? I put it to you, Greg. Isn't this an indictment of our entire American society? Well, you can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America. Gentlemen!
You're not walking out of this one, mister. You're finished. No more Delta. You bought it this time, Buster. I'm calling your national office. I'm going to revoke your charter.
Love that. From Animal House. Let's get right to American Scotch from the great state of Wyoming. Mr. Scotch, how are you doing tonight, sir? The floor is yours.
I'm good. I'm good, Vaughn. I missed you last week. I know that you had that special guest on. But, yeah, I didn't get a chance to tune into the Bachelor show this last Tuesday because, of course, we had the State of the Disunion with Mr.
Right.
Retard-in-Chief, Mr. Joseph R. Jackass Biden. And I just wanted to weigh
now
in
my
on that
show. Now,
Scotch,
my show on Tuesday was not as funny as Biden's speech. How about those apples? We tried.
You know what?
We tried, man.
I was going to say, I don't think any comic in the world could top that performance. I don't think Bill Burr couldn't do it. Eddie Murphy in his prime couldn't do it. There's nobody
we
that
tried.
Could. I mean, you come close. You got your clone. Yeah, you come close, but
right.
That was unbelievable.
We cannot talk about
it. No way. You can't do it. You can't do it. I mean, it's so laughable. It's so obvious what's going on here. This country is under military control. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to hear me say anything, hear me on this. We're under military control. This guy doesn't have the power of dog catcher in the smallest county of Rhode Island. He's got nothing. He was, and I'm going to tell people proofs here. Go to YouTube. Go look up the replay of it. Blow up your screen as much as you can and look closely at it, especially if you've got an HD TV. He's a CGI overlay, Vaughn. He's not even really there. That's the thing that's mind-blowing. You start really looking at this, then you see that Kamala had her mask falling off. Did you see that clip?
Her I did.
Mask is
I did.
Undone.
The neckline, I posted on my Gab page. Her neckline was very revealing, showing the indentation of a mask or something.
It's incredible. I mean, this is so obvious now. The dimensions in the so-called House of Representatives room that they continually, perennially do the State of the Union, they were all wrong. All the dimensions are wrong. When they showed the door when he's about to walk through it, it's the wrong door. Hmm. It's the wrong side door. The paneling is fake as hell. It looks like it was ripped off of a Palm Harbor single wide, that crappy vinyl wood cut, garbage Chinese-made, you know, particle board garbage. It's so – and they're just clowning us now. They're just clowning us. This whole thing was an operation from the election in 2020 until now to piss America off. It's going to make guys like you have a field day with your radio program to red pill people.
Oh, we do.
They're calling in. They're angry. They're upset. You can't buy eggs. You can't take care of your own. You're sending money to Ukraine and to the illegal aliens while we got, you know, tent cities growing in every major coastal city on both coasts. Dude, it's just an absolute – it's just a red pill. It's a red pill like medicine for a child. To get people to wake
right.
up, and they're waking up. You got people pissed off now. People that I never thought would come to Jesus on this guy. We're talking lefties. We're talking independents. And sometimes the independents are even worse than the lefties because they don't believe in anything. You know, at least the left wing believes in their cockamamie communist nonsense. But the independents
right.
are these high-minded, super intellectual jagoffs. They usually have a master's degree or a PhD, and they just think they're so smart, and they just sit in the middle and just kind of, you know, stick their toe into the right side. They'll stick their toe into the left side. They don't stand for a bloody thing. And now they are even saying, wait a second, this guy's retarded. This guy's making claims he has no business making claims about. The most jobs in history. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I mean, some of the claims he made and some of the things he was accusing the Republicans of are just absolutely laughable. We're trying to sunset Social Security. We're trying to shit can Medicare, Medicaid. I mean, it was just – he was just reaching for the stars. I couldn't believe it.
I know.
I could not believe
it. Was,
it's just – I just tell people –
the height
you know
of
what?
Insanity
I
mean, and buffoonery, the height of fuckery, where I see to the union message, my God.
Well,
terrible.
I'm going to make a pivot here. I'm going to make a pivot on one of our predictions. The first arrest is going to be Joseph R. Biden. And the reason I'm thinking that, they are building such a case. This case is going to reach higher than Mount Everest right now in documents. They've got him on the election garbage, and they're tearing apart the Twitter executives for the last 48 hours in front of Congress. They're barbecuing these mofos. They got him on election. They're going to have him on the Ukrainian aid. They got him on the involvement in the bioweapons lab. They're finding everywhere all over Ukraine. Putin is taking care of these things left and right, hand over fist. They've got him on all this stuff. I mean, I'm telling you, Vaughn, they're going to haul his ass out. They're going to perp walk this president.
God.
It's going to be the arrest that's going
to
shock the
world. I'd love to see
this
that.
This is what's going
to
happen. I think so. I think that's what they're going to do. And the reason I'm starting to think that Trump will not happen, they can't trust Trump's security, any type of authorities in the law enforcement community, whether, I mean, the FBI goes without saying, even any sheriff's department, and definitely no PD at the city or the county level. Not going to happen, or the state level. They can't trust his security, so they may send a clone in there. But the more I think about this, to red pill this country, where the dumbassery is so ingrained in these people, they're going to arrest Joe Biden. And there's so many things to pick from right now. Hunter, him, the Chinese sales of the secrets, the bioweapons labs, the involvement and the scammery of COVID, the election. I mean, take your pick. All of it's high treason, and you've got 25 low-hanging fruit to grab from. The bottom line is, it looks like
I love what
real.
You said.
What's that?
Don't send in the clowns. Send in the clones.
Exactly.
The clowns are already there. They're already in Congress.
Exactly. They're already
send in the clones. No doubt.
I tell people left and right. I mean, right now, what's the moral
love
of the story?
It.
It looks like Q is real. If Q is real and what we were told about was this military takeover and all this is lining up, the Capitol building fenced off, White House fenced off and closed, lights out, FBI building fenced off and closed up, CIA, we don't know what's going on over there, Federal Reserve closed off. What's going on? This is more than some Democrat versus Republican fight in the sandbox. There's something more here. There's something way more here. They didn't film that State of the Union in the Capitol building. That thing was fenced off. Where are they filming this at? Some underground base in either Mount Weather or West Virginia or some other.
It's that movie set
that's
in Georgia, probably. Or that one in Virginia. They have a replica of the U.S. Capitol building and the White House. Ready to go.
There you go. There you
camera
go.
Camera lights
so
action.
Why all this chicanery? What is the purpose of all of this skullduggery that we're seeing in political and media levels where it's just, and you can see the tide turning. You can see it turning. They're taking these Twitter pieces of shit to the woodshed, bro. They even mentioned tribunals the other day. They mentioned arrests the other day. I mean, it's getting hot now. Red hot. And all I keep thinking of are those 8chan drops, and every one of them is starting to come true. And all these NatSoc guys that I hang out with, they make fun of it. They think it's ridiculous. And I'm like, you know what, guys? You better hope it's real, because if it's just our, you know, wiry asses hiding in the bushes versus the U.S. military, which I don't think would ever fire on their own citizens, but, hey, maybe I'm wrong, then we have no prayer. But these guys are taking care of business. Whatever's happening, this is real shit. The amount of Gitmo flights going down to Guantanamo Bay and back and forth. I mean, it is rush hour in L.A. the way that's looking on the screens. It's amazing. It's absolutely.
What do you think of those low-flying shoppers in San Diego, American Scotch?
There you go.
They're getting
I posted that. They sure as hell are. And you know, once again, we no matter which way you slice it, no matter what part of the onion you and I discuss, whether it's the politics of the State of the Union, the helicopters in San Diego, the garbage going on in Ukraine, the drama going on in Guantanamo Bay and the closings of D.C., nobody has any answers for this. And more importantly, there's no comparison in history to something like this. Nobody can tell me where the Obamas have been. Nobody can tell me where the Bushes have been. Where are the Clintons? Why haven't they been interviewed? Why haven't they been rolled out on cue as a group to shit can and to shit all over Trump? I'm telling you, you're a media guy. You know this runs on eyeballs. You want eyeballs and you want attention from the public to get your ratings up. The Nielsen ratings, it's all about how many people tune in. Now, the last 6-7 years, you're telling me that these media giants couldn't put together a talk show interview with all those giant D&T figures all at one time? Why didn't they do it? Why? Because they were afraid of too many people watching? Come on. There's no – where are these people? The last time they were all together was December of 2018 at Daddy Bush's funeral. You cannot name me one other time they've been together. Why? These people are all friends, Vaughn. People think
I know.
There's some antagonism between the Democrats and Republicans. BS. That's for the screen. These people go to the Capitol Grill. They have $300-$400 dinners together. Pelosi
That's
will
right.
be sitting there eating and yucking it up with any of the GOP brass and vice versa. Where are these people? Why haven't they weighed in on the Mar-a-Lago raid 8 months ago? Where have they been?
That's right.
Why don't you put them out there? Put Michelle and Barack out there to give the American public some insight as an ex-president and first so-called lady, okay, transvestite in chief, whatever. Why don't you guys roll them out for their opinions to calm the black Americans down with all the George Floyd stuff? You couldn't put the Obamas out on camera to tell them, to tell the American blacks to quell their fucking tempers? Not one word from them. Why? Why? I mean, Bill Clinton.
Are they even alive?
Love him or hate him. Well, exactly.
Are they
that's
alive?
The that's
what I want to know.
That's my. They're not. They're gone. They're long gone. But, I mean, Bill Clinton, love him or hate him. Most of us hate him because of this crowd being super alt-right, and that's great. But one thing about the man, he had a way with words. He had a great charm to himself on TV or on radio or any type of messaging. He could put together a message that went down smooth as silk. It would assuage the population. It would calm them down. They haven't had him on any high-definition camera at any of these major mainstream media outlets. I ask people all the time, what is happening? And I just get that fluoride stare. I get the fluoride stare from people. And
the
then they
fluoride
just like,
stare. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, they just think you're being conspiratorial. You're goddamn right I am because I like being right. I like being right. You're being an idiot by not questioning what's going on. And I'm talking to rhetorically to whoever I'm facing. These
and American
people,
Scotch, I've got two questions from our audience that are emailed to me for this call and for the show. One of them is, and just hold your fire, do you think, question number one, is Biden at the State of the Union speech, was that a robot and a cyborg? That's a very, you know, very high-tech CIA robot that gave that speech. Or, and the second, and the next thing is, do you think that Trump and his family and or the Bidens are transgender? Go.
Okay, first question on the Biden thing. Is he a cyborg, a humanoid, a clone? Hard to tell, but I'll give you another little nugget, and this is for everybody listening. Write this down. When you go to YouTube and you want to check out his CGI fuzziness around his hairline, his shoulders, where his shoulder meets the edging of Kamala and her chair, It gets really fuzzy. It gets really funky and wonky. No explanation for it. But most importantly, look at his eyes. The color of his eyes was dark black or super dark brown. Biden, when he was so-called elected 3 years ago, was dark blue. If you go to the Biden from 2015, 16, 17, 18, they're light blue. Now, I don't know about you, but my eyes don't change colors three different times.
No, not at all.
Okay, so I'll hold that out there for that's like an open tab. I keep a lot of open tabs in my mind. So I know I come off crazy, and that's fine. I don't know, but there's something going on with Biden. Now, as far as the Trump transvestite, all that stuff, well, there's a question there. There's a real question with Ivanka. As far as I'm concerned, I would almost say all of them look to be straight. The only one I have a question of is Ivanka. And here's why.
Really? Okay.
They're really famous for doing the female or the male to female transgender switch in Hollywood, in the elite circles. I mean, the royals have been doing this for years, guys. If you don't understand that, if you don't understand what the term Victoria's Secret means, I've got a secret to tell you. Victoria was a man, okay? She was a man. If you look at the old pictures of, go take
That's
a look
good.
At Queen Victoria. She's
the
a
good
man.
One. That's
I
right.
Mean, if you look at the photos, the black and white, she was married to Prince Albert. Well, Prince Albert, and when you go to the tattoo piercing shop, everybody knows what the Prince Albert is, that's a piercing for the dick. So that was a whole homosexual in your face relationship from merry old England from 1850, 60, 70. This is nothing new, guys. This is nothing new. But to answer your question, Ivanka, look how tall and more importantly, how thin she is. How many children has this woman had? Now, I'm sorry. Women, I love them, but after the age of 25, after age of 30, 35, they start gaining weight. That's just what happens. It's just what happens in normal life. Nothing wrong with it. I love meat on the bones on a woman. But when they've had two, three, four kids to look like she fits in a size zero dress from Chanel, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Now,
impossible.
Granted, there's all sorts of plastic surgery. Come on, guys. Come on.
Sure.
Her hips are going to spread out when you've had that many children. If she's had cesarean sections, her abdominal wall is going to be blown out. She's going to have a gut.
Yeah, it's only natural.
Rival, you know.
Right.
Yeah, it's just the way it is. It's the beauty of women. I got nothing against them. I'm not trying to bag on women out there, but I'm just simply saying there's something fishy about Ivanka's looks. As far as everybody else in the family, I don't know. Now, the mother, Ivana, that was a straight-up transgender, and I'm going to post that photograph in about 5 minutes.
Wow.
On Gab. If you guys have any doubts about it, this woman has got hips just nearly as wide as her shoulders. I mean, she looks like a WWE wrestler at the age of 75. Women are not built this way. Women have narrow shoulders, they have wide hips, and they don't have a brow ridge. When you notice these characteristics, you start seeing it. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. You name an actress in Hollywood, Julia Roberts, male to female. Have you ever wondered why this woman always wears pants in every movie she's in?
Yeah,
yep.
She always had that that look to her, not real feminine, very manly.
It's just a funny look. Like when I was younger, when you and I
it's
were
a
like,
funny look.
Oh,
I totally agree.
Pretty, yeah, that pretty woman came out. Everybody was gaga over Julia Roberts, and the women loved her. Oh, my God, she's so beautiful, the red hair. Oh, my God. And you notice it was a woman's woman. Women went apeshit over her. Most guys, they didn't really do that too much for her.
Right,
like,
I agree.
Yeah, I guess I can see it. But women loved it. She's a man. She is a male to female. Her brother Eric is rumored to be a female to male transfer. And that's how these people get on the A-list in Hollywood. This is no joke. These are rituals. This is why when you see the Oscars, the statue, that's Babylonian god worship. That's what this is. And to get on the A-list, you're killing children. You are worshiping deities that are Babylonian demonic gods. You're drinking the blood and eating the flesh. You're doing homosexual activities left and right to others and to yourself. And that's why you see all these celebrities washing out. They're committing suicide. They have drug problems. They're alcoholics drinking themselves to death and miserable as they live on $20 and $30 million paychecks from a movie. You think they'd be living the life of Riley. They're miserable. Why? Because they've sold their souls. And this isn't just entertainment.
That's right.
It's in music. It's in movies. And most importantly, it's in Hollywood. It's in politics.
Especially the Illuminati of Hollywood. Oh, yeah. Putin. It's thick.
Yeah, Putin.
They're very thick over there.
Thick
as thieves.
Yeah, the New World Order worships Satan. That is a direct quote from Vladimir Putin.
That's right.
For all those people that want to bag on Putin. Well, Putin seems to like a man being a man and a woman being a woman and people not screwing around with kids, at least.
God forbid.
So all,
we can't have that,
I mean,
can we?
I'll take, right. I'll take Putin over Hillary Clinton any day of the week as far as a leader,
right.
As far as running a neighborhood or a country. But this is how this is rolling. I tell people, you know, you think I'm nuts? Go to YouTube. There's a great channel called The Shills Have Lies, L-I-E-S. It's all about the celebrities. There's pages of the proof of this, and you can see it. The way these creatures age, it's not the way a woman ages. It's just not the way it is. Mariah Carey's another one. And you wonder, how did she have such a spectacular voice, really high notes and really low capability? Because she was born male. And we're not talking a standard run-of-the-mill transgender like Caitlyn Jenner. We're talking these kids are developed from birth. There's no accident here. You don't get discovered at a football stadium, as the story goes, like Pam Anderson in real life. These people are legacy children. Jamie Lee Curtis
right.
was busted just the other day. I posted it on Gab. She's the son, not a male or female people, it's a son. She's the son of Jamie Curtis and Vivian Lee, I believe. I'll have to double check.
Right.
But there's a photograph of her of him as a newborn. Jamie Curtis makes his media debut. It's in print.
God.
I didn't photo.
You got to post more of this on the Gab, American Scotch.
Absolutely.
We have to see more of it for sure.
Absolutely.
And by
it's
the way, folks,
world,
go to jab.com. American Scotch has got a great webpage. Very interesting stuff and videos. Good stuff.
Well,
love
it's,
it, man.
It's a sick world. I bring it up because it's a sick world. What you're seeing is nothing new. What you're seeing, your eyes aren't playing tricks on you. There's something very wrong here. If you've had that gut feeling like something's wrong when you looked at Michelle Obama for years, your eyes weren't lying to you. It's a man. She played football.
I know that. Yep.
At Oregon State.
Yeah, that one's
back,
pretty obvious.
I mean,
but our media covers
it
up. They never tackle these stories. Our media is afraid.
They cover it up.
The stories.
Yeah, they cover it up. I mean, you're dealing with the United States Tennis Association. Serena Williams has won how many Wimbledons? 9 or 10? That's a male. The Williams brothers, Venus and Serena, are male to female. Look at Serena's build. Do you really believe that's a woman? Are you kidding me? I mean, I've been bodybuilding and powerlifting for nearly 40 years.
No.
And I know when I see a male and a female, okay? I've been in the gym for a minute now. That is a
right.
male, guys.
Right. Well, American Scotch, my audience is not trans, thank God. We're all who we
you
say we are. And that's how it's going to stay,
right.
Damn it. Hey, man, thanks a lot for the call. What are your final quick thoughts to America, sir?
Well, like I said the last couple of times I could get through, guys, just pay attention to the news. Pay attention to red letter events like the State of the Union. Pay attention to Ukraine. This is moving faster every single day. The next takedown in social media will be Meta, Facebook. And if you think Twitter's in trouble, you ain't seen nothing yet. And even bigger than Facebook and Meta screwing with the election is Google and Apple. All of these companies are going down, period. And you're going to see it in real time. And it's going to scare a lot of people. It's going to roil the markets. For those of you who are owning Apple stock or Google Alphabet stock, get ready. I'm telling you. Because if you thought Twitter was pimped up with a bunch of fake bot accounts, you ain't seen nothing yet with what Wall Street does to pimp these stocks up to these astronomical levels. I mean, my God, Tesla's market capitalization
Damn.
Is absolutely ludicrous. It's ludicrous what
right.
Tesla stock is going for. It's worth more than all of the American car companies put together.
That's because China's propping them up. China's propping them up.
That's it.
Yep.
Amen. Between
that's what
China
it is.
Or the Department of Defense, with his Boring and his SpaceX money. This man didn't create this kind of wealth. It was given to him. Just like Bill Gates' little bullshit story creating Microsoft, he stole the program from some inventor in Seattle for $50,000 and just overrode his DOS system and sold Windows by stealing it from Xerox, which Apple stole from Xerox, and he stole it from Apple while he was working on it. I mean, dude, the American business community and the American the whole American experience, Vaughn, you just have to take a pill and just hold your breath, man, because it is so full of lies. It's unbelievable. I got nothing
I know.
To say than that. It's just we are going to see a comeuppance in this country in the next 24 to 36 months. Like Gladiator was saying, he's right. Bank your money. Stay small.
Damn right.
Save your money.
American Scotch, thank you for the call.
You got it.
Great call, sir, as usual. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for calling the show.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's American Scotch, folks. Great guy. A lot of passion there, a lot of conjecture, a lot of innuendo, a lot of lies we're being told by our government. Love it. We'll get to all that and more after these station messages.
Why don't we dive right in by interpreting one of the easiest events in the last 20 years of American history. Now, can someone tell me why in 1975 we pulled our troops out of Vietnam?
The failure of Vietnam invasion to win popular support caused an ongoing erosion of confidence in the various American but illegal Saigon regimes.
Is she right? Because I know that's the popular version of what went on there. And a lot of people like to believe that. I wish I could, but I was there. I wasn't here in a classroom hoping I was right, thinking about it. I was up on my knees in rice paddies with guns going up against Charlie, slugging it out with him while pussies like you were back there partying, putting headbands on, doing drugs, listening to the damn Beatle album.
Hey, Professor, take it easy, will you? I mean, these kids, they were in grade school at the time. And me, I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover.
Well, I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper. But since you want to help, maybe you can help me. You remember that thing we had about 30 years ago called that Korean conflict, where we failed to achieve victory? How come we didn't cross the 38th parallel and push those rice eaters back to the Great Wall of China and take the brick and nuke them back into the Stone Age River? How come? Tell me why. Say it. Say it.
All right. I'll say it. Because Truman was too much of a pussy wimp to let MacArthur go in there and blow out those commie bastards.
Good answer. Good answer. I like the way you think. I'm going to be watching you.
Good teacher. He really seems to care about what I have no idea.
Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to sit down and listen to The Von Wehunt Show each Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. That Enigma code, again, is blogtalkradio.com, where geopolitics, current events, breaking news, history, and brilliant conjecture and callers will always be a part of the show. So don't be left outside in the cold. This is your secret agent invitation for what awaits you. So come into the radio octagon and Castle on the Rhine, where eagles dare. The Von Wehunt Show. Your mission is to be there to make a better you, to make a stronger neighborhood, and to make America great again. This message will self-destruct in 30 seconds.
And the gunslinger is up next. I guarantee it.
Of all the gin joints in all the world, and she had to walk into the one I was occupying. I was sitting there listening to Von on the radio, you know, the Von Wehunt Show. Well, she came in and sat down, and I told the bartender, let's give her a drink, run a tab on my fare. She sat down, looked right at me. She was gorgeous. I took a drag off my lucky strike and blew it the other way. I sure as hell wasn't going to blow it in her face. She was amazing. I said, you mind, honey? I'm right in the middle of a show here listening to it. She said, no problem. She joined in. We listened to Von Wehunt's show together. It was quite a time.
Well, it's time for the gunslinger from Texas, who we first could have his appropriate promo as follows.
All right, folks. Calm down. Go about your business. These jokers will be gone soon. Now, why y'all want to come into my town and start trouble? And scare all these nice people? You ain't got nothing better to do than to come into Bill Sharp's town and show your ass.
Yeah, I saw the Wild West was won. And with that, let's get to the gunslinger, because every kid, when he wants to grow up, wants to be a gunslinger. Damn right. How are you doing tonight, sir? Welcome to the Von Wehen Show.
Well, we finally fallen out from the little ice capades last week. That was interesting.
You're warming up out there, huh? Okay.
Finally.
Good.
I mean, it's about time. Besides the rain and everything. But
you had a massive ice storm there in Texas.
Oh, yeah. We got like an inch and a quarter. Some places had an inch and a half.
That's a lot.
Totally shut
down.
That's
a lot of ice.
That's a lot
of ice. An inch and a quarter of ice? Ouch.
Yeah,
inch and a
quarter on some areas. Yeah. Wow, it's crazy. It was crazy. Mother Nature usually throws a couple of ice storms or maybe at least one snowstorm per winter here. You know, we're not up north
sure.
where, you know, where you got a foot of snow or anything. But it does snow mm-hmm. in Texas, believe it or not. Okay, a lot of people, well, that's a warm state down there. Well, no, it does snow in Texas, especially up there in mm-hmm. the panhandle. I mean, they could have blizzard-like conditions up there. It's crazy. You don't like Texas weather, 5 minutes, it don't change. Don't sing.
That's right.
One of your callers over there said that, you know, Joe Biden is not going to be arrested. Okay? Let's get to the reality of this, people. Okay? Let's look at this logistically. Okay? Joe Biden, Joe Poopy Pants Biden, is a member of their club. Okay? Their club. Piglosi and Chuck the Smuck and, you know, these other Democrat, liberal scumbags, okay? They're not going to arrest one of their own, okay? No, I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. Now, Trump was not one of theirs. He was an outside invader. He was the new sheriff in town, okay? He didn't support any of their garbage that they did, still doing, their skullduggery, their evilness, their whole nine yards. He got to hand it to the man, Trump, okay? But with Poopy Pants Biden, he's like a puppet. They can pull his strings, and every little hair that they have a string attached to, he'll say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. He's a yes man. You know what a yes man is? Yes all the time.
Right.
Okay? Because, number one, he's suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's disease. Okay? You can clearly see there is nobody at home in his head. And I don't think there's been anybody home in his head for a very long time. Okay. That is why they inserted him. That's why they put him in there, because they know the shadow knows, the shadow government, okay, knows, well, we'll just put up some dumb fuck like that. We'll put it to the American people. See, he won. He got more votes than Trump did. But yet they're running the show behind the scenes. You got to remember, there's, you know, like the Wizard of Oz, okay? They finally found that sawed-off little fucker, and he was hiding behind a curtain, wasn't he? Okay? That's who's running the show, the person behind the curtain. Poopy Pants is not. Never was. He never was here. He's out in Neverland, okay? So he's just a puppet. He's just a, keep him away from the microphone. You've seen his handler, Jill, the so-called doctor, which is not really a doctor, you know, pull him away from the mic and all this stuff. They don't want him talking. They don't want him talking.
That's right.
Okay? They do not
they
want
don't.
That man talking. So, and if Trump was still in there, love him or hate him, I don't care. President Trump, the legitimate president, would have shot that balloon down when it got within 1 foot over U.S. territory. Okay?
That's
you
right.
You think Trump would have waited around and filled his thumbs and done everything else under the sun? No. That balloon would have went 1 foot, and they know what 1 foot is with all this modern technology. He would have ordered that balloon shot down immediately. That is a true leader. You don't have a true leader in that White House right now. You got a true dumbass, obviously, but you don't have a true leader. A true leader is out for the public, for the people, to protect the country. That could have had a bioweapon attached to it. It could have been a small nuke device. Who knows? Who knows? And who has it now? They said they shot it down on the other side of the United States. Had all that time to just slowly drift across the United States. Nobody gave a flying flip, okay, except Trump, okay?
That's right.
And so where is the little spy thing at? So where is the, what are they doing with it? What did they find? Kind of hush-hush, aren't they? So, you know, you can see who's who and who's in the zoo here and who's really for, okay? You know, nobody's perfect. I know that. I didn't see God on the ballot. Did you? No. But at least Trump is for the country. The military loves him. Law enforcement loves him. Okay? A lot of Hispanics, a lot of blacks. Hell, everybody loves him. Okay? And he gets more people at his rallies than Senor Poopy Pants in his basement would ever even dream of. Okay? The Poopy Pants
I know.
Has more people
I know.
In the Congress there. Okay, than he ever had, okay? But Trump has literally tens of thousands of people, Trump supporters, by the way, at every rally that he has and had. And
well, it's going to be a real blow-up if DeSantis announces his run for the presidency. What's your take on that? Then that would be like the death match between Trump and DeSantis of Florida.
That's going to be an interesting if he does that. Yeah, that's going to be an interesting match there. I still don't think DeSantis is going to be able to beat Trump's record. Okay, I base my my voting on a person's record. What has Trump done? Man, he's done all kinds of things. Okay, back when he was there, the gas prices were cheap. There was no food shortage. There was no supply chain shortage. The skies were safe. Everybody was safe. Crime was down. The border was being secured and all this stuff. I base my vote on people that has done things, not promised things. Okay, Trump promised things, might not have done everything. Okay, nobody's perfect, but at least a majority, I'd say 95% of what Trump promised, he completed. Okay, he did. Okay, under his command, the crime was down. The border was almost secured. Okay, but look at it now. As soon as Poopy Pants got in there, within 24 hours, the country went to hell.
Right, but do you think his campaign right now against Slinger is as good as his campaign in 2016? See, to me, the 2016 campaign was like a rock and roll revival concert. I mean, he was kicking ass and taking names. He's been pretty quiet on this campaign. I haven't heard much from him.
He needs to ramp it up a little bit. Yeah. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But Trump, back in 2016 when he started, he was basically an unknown. Okay. I never really heard the name Trump, but just maybe in passing. Okay. Who's Trump? Donald Trump? He's just a billionaire. Oh, okay. No big deal. But
one of those guys. Right. Right.
One of those guys, you know, oh, he likes to play golf. Okay. Oh, well. Big deal. Okay. But when he started his campaign in 2016, when he came down that elevator in Trump Tower, that's when the American people finally woke up and said, whoa, we want him, okay? He didn't have to say very few words. That's when the American people woke up, and they're still woke up, because if they weren't, there wouldn't be tens of thousands of people at his rallies. They would have shoved him off in the deep end a long time ago. But no, tens of thousands sold out, standing room only at every rally that since he's been out of office. So the people has not.
We'll see what happens this next time around. It's going to be really interesting. You know.
It's going to be fantastic. There's no doubt about that. I mean, it's going to be an interesting time to be alive, as the old saying goes. And one more thing, that the military, they have fired on the American people one time. And that was at, what was it, Pence State? I think it was Pence or Prince State. And that was the State Guard. Remember that little debacle?
No, Kent State.
Kent.
In the late 1960s. Right.
That's it. Right. They fired upon American citizens with live bullets. I think it killed one or two students, I think.
It did.
A bunch of others. Okay. Since that time, now I may be wrong because I've never been in the military, I don't think that the State Guard has been allowed to carry bullets in their weapons. Now, military police probably do, but the regular soldiers and whatever, I don't think they can have bullets in their weapons because of Kent State. Now, I may be wrong. I'm not in the military, but that's what I've heard. So,
well, Gunslinger, also, I would go back even farther and say they fired on the American people during the American Civil War. When the war on Northern type aggression, and they looked Sherman's march to the sea, where he killed tens of thousands of innocents in Georgia alone, killed everything in sight, torched every building, burnt every crop, killed every animal and all of your household pets. And then also on top of that, the federal government, they forced integration into America, into our school system at the bayonet point. Remember that in the 50s?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Said you must do this or else. And their guns were loaded. And then we had forced busing. So since the Civil War, we're still fighting that war today, just in different ways.
Just in different
ways. So the federal government has been trying to foist themselves on the American people ever since 1860. We were a country, a pretty good country, not perfect, but pretty good until the Civil War. And then we've never recovered in so many ways. We've splintered into all these subgroups, you know, classes of people, protected groups. And every year it gets worse. There will be no unity. We had not been unified for 150 years. One could even argue we haven't been unified since 1776.
That's right.
So that's all a pipe dream to me.
Well,
there is no unity. What you should do today is get prepared for what's coming. That's what I say.
So we have. But, you know, since the Kent State debacle to this day, to today's date, the military has never fired on the American people. Okay. That was, you know, prior. Yeah. I mean, yeah, what you just said, absolutely. But
what about Ruby Ridge? What about Waco? Waco, Texas. Remember that?
Yeah. But that was law enforcement.
I mean, they have fired on American people, but they have done it with the, cover of, well, we have to go in there and break up these Branch Davidians and kill everybody because they're a cult or whatever. They have a reason for everything they do, man, you know?
Oh, I know. But that's, like I said, I'm sure the military was there at Waco because Waco's only 60 miles from where I'm sitting. I was there.
That's what I'm saying.
During the siege. Yeah, I wasn't there during the siege, but I was there about a week after.
You were boots on the ground. You saw that. Under Clinton, they ordered the whole thing invaded and torched.
That's right.
And Ruby Ridge, too.
Ruby Ridge, yeah. What's that other one that's the Butcher of Waco, Reno? Janet Reno? Janet Reno, we call her the Butcher of Waco.
And you also had Lavoie Finicum up there in Oregon. Remember that standoff? Yeah, and they almost fired at the Bundys, at the Bundy Ranch. So our government's got a...
They're
not perfect. Mm-hmm. I get it. But as far as they are, they're viewing us more and more as peasants and not as citizens.
And they act out
whenever they can.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Leroy Finicum, whatever his name is, that was law enforcement, okay? Ruby Ridge was law enforcement. Waco was
That was FBI. Military. That was federal.
It wasn't the Army like a soldier dressed up with an automatic machine gun. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, yeah.
Oh,
federal.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm saying any kind of federal input.
Yeah.
Or there's been many federal sieges over time.
Absolutely. But I'm talking about a military soldier with backpacks on and a submachine gun shooting on the American people. That hasn't happened, except with
You seen those gunslinger and have you seen those videos on TikTok where these military people with M16s and backpacks say they can't wait to carry out those orders against the American people?
Oh, yeah.
What are your thoughts about that, sir?
Well, if you go back and look. Yeah, but they're out there. You can bet your bottom dollar they're out there. If you go out there and look at Alex Jones's his series on the police state, whether love him or hate him, I don't care. He did have a couple of very good documentaries, and one of them was a police state series. Okay, where the military, they're dressing up as cops, and they're going to use the military to enforce civil law. They can't do that.
Right.
That's against the Constitution. You can't do that. Now, they can try. Anything's possible. But that would cause a war. I mean, when they were looking for one of those bomber suspects or something, a citizen found that the guy was hiding in his boat in his backyard. They just followed the blood trail. But did you see the debacle that they had? They had military vehicles. Did you see that one that was sitting on top of that Humvee-looking thing with that machine gun, like, come on, baby. Let me shoot your ass, citizen. That's police. That's Johnny right there.
Right.
So,
God.
Yeah, so, you got to keep them separated. You got to keep that military and police separated, completely separated. Because nothing good is going to come
that's
out of that.
No doubt. Gunslinger, thanks a lot for the call, man. Appreciate you. Have a great night up there in Texas. Stay warm, sir.
You too. Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. That's the Gunslinger.
Who's that stumbling around in the dark? State your business or prepare to get winged.
Damn straight. We'll get a cocktail. The show is far from over. We have a lot more to talk about.
Mandrake.
Yes, Dad?
Have you ever seen a commie drink a glass of water?
Well, yeah, I can't say I have, Jack.
Vodka. That's what they drink, isn't it? Never water.
Well, I believe that's what they drink, Jack, yes.
On no account will a commie ever drink water, and not without good reason.
Yes. I don't quite see what you're getting at, Jack.
Water. That's what I'm getting at, water. Mandrake, water is the source of all life. 7/10 of this Earth's surface is water. Why do you realize that 70% of you is water?
Oh, God.
And as human beings, you and I need fresh, pure water to replenish our precious bodily fluids.
Yes.
Are you beginning to understand?
Yes.
Mandrake, have you never wondered why I drink only distilled water or rainwater and only pure grain alcohol?
Well, it did occur to me, Jack, yes.
Have you ever heard of a thing called fluoridation, of water?
Yes, I have heard of that, Jack, yes.
Do you realize that fluoridation is the most monstrously conceived and dangerous communist plot we have ever had to face?
Very, very true. Love that. Well, here's some more news for you. A Russian officer who brandished the skull of a Ukrainian soldier at a heavy metal concert in Russia was shot in the head at close range, execution style, over the weekend. We report on real things that you will never hear anywhere else on your coveted Fox News or mainstream news channel. It was also confirmed this week that the USA blew up the Nord Stream pipeline owned by mighty Russia. Sad but true. It's an act of war against Russia. It seems to be. This will not bode well for any of us. There's a lot of things going on. There's also been many cases of the police coming against people, more cautionary tales. Look, the police are there to do a job. There's many good policemen. Sounds cliche to say they back the blue, but we back up the good cops on the beat all over America. We do not back up the rotten apples. Well, sometimes the police are not always your friend. And sometimes, some cases, they may set you up and charge you instead to get their conviction quotas up. Or if they disagree with your political and or racial position. We hope this isn't true. We would like to say that we back the police unequivocally across the land. In general, we do. But when you ever deal with the police, be careful. You don't know if you're talking to a stellar, good officer or a rogue apple, somebody out to get you, somebody who wants to turn the tables on you. And be careful dialing 911 now. In many of the major cities, the police will come to your home, and they'll blame you for dialing 911. You better have a good reason why you called. In some cases, people have been shot by the police for reaching for something or trying to grab something. Not a gun, but at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, anything can happen. Like my dad used to say, nothing good happens after midnight. Don't forget that. Except, of course, if you're trying to listen to a podcast of the Von Wehunt Show. You know that to be true. Well, gosh, there's a lot happening, a lot going on. A lot of good calls tonight, as always. Our military has been gutted. We all know that to be true. My dad was in the military. He lied about his age. He went in 1948 after World War II. And back then, it sounded a lot like this.
Where in hell are you from anyway, Private? Sir, Texas, sir! Holy dog shit, Texas, only steers and queers come from Texas, Private Cowboy. And you don't much look like a steer to me, so that kind of narrows it down.
If you ladies leave my island, if you survive recruit training, you will be a weapon. You will be a minister of death, praying for war. But until that day, you are puke. You are the lowest form of life on Earth. You are not even human fucking beings. You are nothing but unorganized, grabastic pieces of amphibian shit. Because I am hard, you will not like me. But the more you hate me, the more you will learn. I am hard, but I am fair. There is no racial bigotry here. I do not look down on niggers, dykes, wasps, or greasers. Here you are all equally worthless. And my orders are to weed out all non-hackers who do not pack the gear to serve in my beloved car. Do you maggots understand that?
We'll be right back. You know the brainwashing has taken effect in America. And then you know it's real when white people protest against other white people for being white people. Pretty pathetic, but it's true. And the theme tonight was Money Never Sleeps, Pal. We had calls about that tonight. We talked about that on the show many, many times. Guys, got to get ready out there. Many shoes are going to be dropping. I told you, we are going to see and hear some crazy news, some crazy things. We're going to witness some things that are going to blow your mind in more ways than one. Well, get a cocktail, get what you got to get, and when we come back, I guarantee you, we're going to get to some more calls. Billy Idol. Love that. Well, America's so-called rocket scientists in Trinidad and Tobago say they will try to launch a rocket to the sun. No joke. The sun, you know, with millions of degrees of heat, can melt anything. Well, American scientists have led the way, and they're more than know. And they told them that is impossible. But the Trinidad scientists, they are Negro scientists by what they call themselves. They say, we are Negro scientists from Trinidad and Tobago. And they said, no, America, you don't get it. And that's what they call themselves, this clique. They said, we are going to launch, get this, at night when it's cooler. They think the sun is turned off at night when it's dark. These scientists in Trinidad and Tobago don't understand the universe, the cosmos, or the rotation of planet Earth. And with that, we'll get to our tech wizard and our resident scientist, the Irish Pirate. Come on board, sir. Welcome to the show.
I guess.
How are you doing?
Salute you from here. It's been a pretty wild week. I really enjoyed putting the pedal to the metal, like I said I would, and doing more things. And you and I are even talking about doing more things. In the news, there's just a whole bunch of crazy stuff going on out there as far as the little things that are on the news.
Right.
I'm totally blown away every day by what Project Veritas has been getting into. I think that's one of the better ones out there. Just trying to think where
good
I want
stuff.
To go with it just today. I mean, I have probably
there's
talked
a lot of news.
To more people.
What's going on?
Well, I've had to talk to more people about things like what's going on in the skies and how they're
sure.
Yeah, how they're messing with all that stuff. Anyway,
contrails.
Where do we go? Certainly, I stay away from Biden. Certainly, I stay away from how Satanists they make Grammy awards and God forbid what they're going to put on in the Super Bowl and things like that. That
right.
stuff I stay away from. What do you expect? It's almost like when they put that stuff on, they're literally telling you, "We don't want you watching." that's kind of what they're
just about
you. And we watch anyway and they go sure. Oh no, look what they put on there, it's so terrible. The answer is stop watching, it's not good for you, it's weird. So in the craziness of it all, my favorite thing is this week it's on the news, I like watching Health Ranger who got that totally what do you want to call it? The ultimate defense dog. He was slated to go over to the Germans and to
right.
work with the police and to hurting Europeans and everything. No, he gets a hold of him, takes him home and says, I'm going to take some of the bite out of him. I'm going to turn him into a real dog, only to find out this dog has won contests on how to be a police dog, on how to be a war dog. And so he's learning all these crazy things. Dog has a standing vertical of 7.5 feet. He doesn't just belly flop into water. He actually dives into the water and
really?
Then never lets go of anything that he's supposed to retrieve. Yeah, he's got all these incredible physical skills. And then he brought him on InfoWars and literally had to tell him, how you and I would say come or something like that. They were using the word place. Like, the dog knows where his place
right.
is. Yeah. And so he had to say, Rhodey, place. And the dog just runs and goes, he's ready to, rip somebody to shreds. And I'm looking at this like, you want to work with us? Apparently, it's pretty popular because normally we like to see beautiful women with weapons and things like that. I mean, not only girls with guns, but there's even popular columns out there, girls with bows and I don't mean stereo equipment. We're talking about compound bows that could probably put an arrow between your eyes at 50 feet.
Right.
But more seriously, instead you got a guy who's an ordinary, he's a cross between a, he started out as a guy that just basically liked to think of himself as a total foodie and wanted to make food clean and pure for all Americans and that type of thing. And then he started doing he started using expensive lab equipment to actually test things like food. And also, for example, when kids were swallowing laundry pods, you know, they broke out the entire chemical composition of the pods to show what they were swallowing. You know, hey, parents, you really want to know? And he didn't know it, but he ended up on, you know, the bad guys just hate him, and they're giving him death threats all the time and everything. And he had to go learn. He went and trained with the local police and with military on how to take care of himself. And so it was only natural when he found out that there was this dog that if somebody would claim him, he didn't have to go to Germany, that he would do it. But me personally, just by having a truly independent research lab and actually testing and trying to tell you, you know, what's in your water, what's in your so-called organic food. I mean, it can still be organic, but for example, poop is organic. And so that's kind of strange, but
so
usually what they find are those heavy metals and things like that were not supposed to be in there. Well, where do those come from? And boy, people just don't get it, do they? I mean, there's plastics in the air now. And what are they there for? When they dump junk into the air, it's kind of like how baby spiders have these little parachutes so that they can travel. You know, they come from the top of trees and stuff like that, and they can travel a long way to get their new colonies started. That's what they're interested in doing. So it's the same stuff, except for they're doing it with heavy metals in the air. You've got strontium and barium and aluminum and all sorts of stuff that's not supposed to be there, being dropped by DC-135s with 100-ton payloads. Yeah, and this is what Dane Wigington has been talking about. We talked about him in previous weeks. And so you've got all these things that are out there, and somebody has to be able to tell you what's in your food. Well, they tried to write this off. They're saying, well, there's a lot of plastics because people make a lot of mistakes at home, right? Just like they try to tell you that you drive a car that burns gasoline, so therefore you're responsible for the junk that's in the skies when they've been dumping the junk for 100 years. I mean, it's natural. They always point one finger at you and three back at themselves. And this is the normal way to do it now. And they act like they've captured you and your subject. And so they got to come up with the craziest things for you to believe, like how many genders there are, or that they really don't cheat in elections. You just don't know how to vote. And a whole bunch of other stupid things that aren't real. But they have to be not real, Von Wehunt. They have to be not real. Because without the ability to get you to acknowledge things that are just not true, they'll never know if you're truly captured or not. And unfortunately, putting out a code that says you didn't take a shot or you're not listening to the government or all these other things, they would like to have digitized.
God forbid.
Believe me, they already have. Well, they've already done it. It's just a question of whether or not you get to claim entitlement for it or vice versa.
Sure.
They've already done that. They've already started codes. I've actually seen the videos online. There are doctors out there saying, yeah, it'd be really cool if we could have these codes, and we've started them in certain areas of the world, including the United States, but more like Australia, Canada, stuff like that, where they literally, you know, maybe you've only taken a shot and then found out it was stupid and stopped, which I've told you before, the biggest heroes on the planet. That, you know, someone who's willing to repent from something stupid rather than not getting into it in the first place, they're the ones that should be speaking for me. Yeah, just because I refuse to take a shot, I don't want to have to repeat it over and over why I didn't do it. I'd rather say, look, this friend of mine, I can't even hug him because I'm afraid to, but he's going to tell you the truth. He took a shot. And that's what we need to see more of. The old famous I was there kind of thing, like you were playing earlier on your famous movie clip there with Sam Kinison. Yeah, I was there, and so therefore I know what went on. And we need more of these people to stand up. We've got doctors now that are speaking out, and of course, people telling you that if you listen to them, you're crazy.
except for, wait a minute, the doctors actually have told you the reason you need to listen to me is I was there when they were making it. There's a couple of guys out there that actually were part of it. Badass Uncle Sam, the guy that goes out on the street dressed as Uncle Sam and talks to people, has actually had people that made the shot come to him that are actually working for the company saying, we'd never take the darn thing. You know, and he's going like, that, you know, really? Yeah, I mean, you're working there and you wouldn't take it? What do you think is in it that I don't want to know? And they said, well, number one, it's the cleanliness of the thing. I mean, they're talking around the subject. They're talking about more. And then, of course, Project Veritas. Now people are talking about what's in the shot to clandestine reporters. Usually what they do is they get beautiful women to talk to, you know, horny men who are willing to spill their beans, not knowing that they're on clandestine camera. And you say, well, that's not fair. The answer is, well, it's the only journalism that works anymore. You want to know what really goes down? Get them to talk about themselves. Unfortunately, in this case, the guy was gay and they had to do it with a beautiful guy. But they figured that out pretty quick. Dude was on Grindr and was, you know, looking for dates and stuff. So he got himself chalked up for that. Sure enough, the guy spills his guts and puts it all on camera. If you figured nobody would put a guy out there posing to be one of those, and you know, the answer is Project Veritas is honest journalism. Yes, they have to use hidden cameras, but then again, the way that United States law is written right now, that's legal. You know, you don't get busted for that.
Right.
You're just supposed to behave yourself. Oh, gee, that's not going to happen if you're working for Pfizer, the most filed against perpetrator on the planet. I mean, it's
right.
Hilarious.
And by the
anyway,
way,
so
this show, folks, is not sponsored by Pfizer, just so you know. We're not sponsored by Pfizer.
If you're looking for somebody to give you a long disclaimer, I'll give you one, that the people actually calling this show are themselves and not representing any community, any company. I've talked about other companies and things like that, but that's only if I take the product and I'm not trying to get you on it. I'm trying to tell you it worked for me. And if you don't buy it, it's more for me. That's usually what I tell you. And I'm looking forward as we move forward. Maybe this show will get a sponsor or two or be able to work with some things. But even
if
they
don't,
time is well spent either way. And while everybody else is going to give you 50 seconds to be hopefully you'll repeat what the host just said, otherwise you'll get cut off in 15. Not going to happen here. Some of the callers even directly, and I'm probably the most notorious for this, disagree with somebody previously who called. And I come in usually with a rebuttal, as if it's a debate. That's my favorite thing to do anyway. And I just, if anything, though, I'll be honest. For example, I'm not so sure how much longer my church is going to last. I want to be the Bible answer man on this show. And it's not because I know the most about the Bible. It's just that I want clear and concise. This is what God wrote about the subject or had written about the subject, if you want to look at it that way. And somebody needs to be able to give that proclamation because a lot of people are thinking they're going to offend somebody. The answer is, then I'm going to offend you every time I call because almost every call that I make is based on biblical concepts, which, you know, whether it's about banking, whether or not it's about health, whether or not it's about war, et cetera, like there's no war in the Bible. Come on. So that's just the way it is.
Yeah, really.
We're going to be open and honest about it. I'm going to continue to give audio, and I've been already put together some things. One of the things, I'll
nice.
Give one away. I'll give you some inside baseball. Von Wehunt, for the purpose of not only this show, but also for the Bachelor show, has given me a 24-minute video for me to pick apart where a guy went on a rant to tell you all about what's happening in men in this country. The single most important stat that's still blowing my mind that's on that particular rant, which we're going to have to send in two different directions because I think I would rather make it into 2 4-minute audios, is the following. Here it is. Yes, if you look at millionaires in the United States, the majority is men, but it's not a large majority. There's a lot of women who are millionaires in America. But what this guy did is say, now We're going to take away the alimony. We're going to take away where daddy gave you the millions. And we're going to look to see if the millionaires were self-made men. And then we're going to redo our little statistics here. Sure enough, it's in the 90s of percentages. Self-made men are the millionaires. Why is that important?
That's right.
Because, for example, in New York City, which is what he was ranting about, had so many millionaires leave this year. Late last year, early this year. A bunch of them. You know, something like $21 million worth of millionaires.
Oh, yeah.
Left.
Gone.
Just a few months. And it was not only because of the tax structure. Yeah, it was not only because of the tax structure, but it was also about the social structure, which I have personally experienced and talked about on The Bachelor Show, about, for example, dealing with family law court and why it doesn't work, et cetera, et cetera. But here's the important thing. If it's so bad for a man that as a millionaire with a business fully running, having to restock inventory and pay people, that somebody will literally use the gross revenue of a business he owns when a woman leaves him and marries another man and he's still paying for the kids, the obvious result is the millionaire says, I don't play this game. I write contracts myself. I know better than to enter in a contract like this, and it's a social contract that I didn't even create the rules for. So I don't want to play. And people are blaming the men for it, which is really hilarious. And it's like,
oh, yeah.
You're blaming the man? And so I love the fact that somebody came out and blamed that man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can't possibly go over 24 minutes in more than about a minute and a half, but I will say this. He's right on a number of subjects. He's wrong on some other ones. That's why I like to edit the audio, Von Wehunt.
Right.
I can give
Have
it the spin we're
it.
Looking for that I think is going to be effective. And he is right on about what's wrong with New York, what's wrong with the social structure of how men are treated, where they're considered to be mean, cruel, and dishonest when they're trying to protect themselves at the beginning of a relationship. And then lastly, I think you even remember I brought that up on The Bachelor Show. 63% of college graduates at the time, I don't even know what it is now, I think it's higher, are women. And my comment was, who's going to marry them? Who's going to marry the women? And I saw this coming. I saw this whole flock of people leaving big cities, which usually have the big universities in them. And I'm thinking, man, there's going to be a whole bunch of rich, capable, or highly educated, anyway, intelligent women out there, as long as they didn't buy the junk that was in college, which most of them don't. You know, let's be honest. Most people get the degree for the piece of paper or what they think they can push over the government or some other entity with. I don't do that when I'm applying. You know, the education's at the bottom of the resume. And what I'm trying to get across is the honesty of what I've been doing, which summarizes everything I've done in this rant. You know, the Mike Adams of the world, the Alex Joneses of the world, the Project Veritases of the world. The one thing they all have in common is what they do is the most honest you can possibly do for the situation you're in. And these are the end times the Bible talks about. I mean, the revelation of the Bible didn't mean anything to me 10 years ago. Didn't make any sense. Well, guess what? I've gone over it again over the last year or so. It makes perfect sense now. And it's not because I learned something. It's because now the timeline adds up with what's going on. And that means if it's anywhere near accurate, the best thing you can do is make yourself available to do the right thing. Because one of two things would have to happen. Either A, you're going to defend God and be a hero, or B, you're going to fail miserably trying, and God will say, wow, there goes a real warrior. I'm keeping this guy. You know, I need this guy in the end times. Yeah, because you're not allowed to go to heaven, as it turns out, without, shall we say, scar wars, some war bonds on your skin, your emotions. Things are going to happen to you.
Literally.
And the question is, who do you serve? Similar to Bob Dylan, you're going to serve somebody. Who do you serve? That's a good question. So on this show,
sure,
we call you out. We call you out. We wonder, hey, who do you serve? Why do you serve them? And if it suddenly doesn't make sense to you, why haven't you changed yet? Because now's about the right time to jump ship if there's something that you really can't count on, like the U.S. dollar can't count on, like insurance companies that already know how many people really died of COVID. If that number is under 1 million, you have it wrong. You better go get some better data. And, you know,
yeah,
I'm telling you, the same people that have been conning you for decades upon decades, probably all your life, now you're depending on them to give you accurate deaths as to, you know, Ukraine and COVID and all this other stuff. It's all at a record pace. And who's filling the jobs that are being left behind? Nobody. And with more and more people start dying or are unable, I mean, right, 7 to 1, I think it is, of people that are injured by shots, they're not going to be able to fill in the jobs. I just met someone today who literally should have been dead, and the only thing that saved them was magnetic therapy. They couldn't watch a computer screen. And I learned this today. I learned this from Cacao Kelly, actually. She said there's a place in Oregon somewhere where they take these people in. They can't touch electronic components, but there's a place for them to live if they can afford it. They can just go over there and say, at least I'm not going to die because I turn on the kitchen lights. Because somebody turned on a television screen or something when I went to school to check on my
kids. What a way to go.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
That's sensitive.
Scary.
I can think of much better ways to go. But so I'm actually met a lady today. I haven't called her back yet because she said she gets up with the sun and she goes to bed with the sun and it's too late. Sorry, I'll get to you tomorrow. But
just let me interject here. Those black rocket scientists, they said they want to fly a rocket to the sun from Trinidad and Tobago University, I guess. I mean,
wow.
There may not be a sun. Who knows? They're going to find out, though, when it gets melted in the cosmos.
Are these the same people that tell you that there are aliens all over the place, and just before we learn about them, something goes wrong, and then nobody learns?
Right.
It's like, boy, that... You mean just out of our reach, we don't get to learn any of the truth? Maybe in most of these instances, somebody was joshing you and they needed to escape with a really cool escape lie. Now, I'm not saying there isn't aliens, but boy, there's a lot of stories out there that don't add up. Those are the ones I laugh at. If there are aliens, first of all, who knows they're not already here? In other words, in the planet, on the planet, somewhere weird in the planet. You find an alien technology, quote unquote. Yeah, maybe somebody already invented it here. And that, for whatever reason, that's never considered. Yet there's a lot of experts out there that have done things, you know, and gotten killed for them, if nothing else. But they're always inventing things. Well, it's pretty much, if you get a hold of some technology after you kill somebody, you might as well call it alien. I mean, if you're going to live on past that and you want to make a few $1 billion, you might as well do that.
Exactly.
Why do people have to be so fake just to win a few bucks? Why do people actually have to be so insincere? Yeah, that literally they have to trick your gender or literally say the one that's more likely, like I said in the 8-minute rant, that guy's more likely to make $1 million because he thinks he has to. It's not because
that is
so much better than
the
women.
Big question.
You
tonight.
Made the rules
that's
so
the
he
big
had
question.
To make $1 million. Yeah, he could have settled down and gotten into a marriage and made less than $1 million, which if the marriage was good and the woman was honest and society cool, that would be his best choice. You created the millionaires, people in the United States that don't appreciate them, and especially those who don't appreciate men, you also created the wave of people who left your towns and cities because of your attitude towards the same men. I'm not one of them. I don't have $1 million. But I do match their spirit and entrepreneurship. I was just smart enough to always find a woman that I'd be willing to settle down with, even though I was wrong once or twice. So what?
That's okay. It's okay, Lincoln.
That was the best choice.
I can't wait to see that video, man. I mean, Iris, you can't wait to see that. That's going to be a great video when you get it edited and cut up. It's going to be awesome. The Irish Pirate folks calling from somewhere in Phoenix. Give us your last rant. Make it a good one.
Well, the last rant I have is what we were talking about. What are you going to believe in? We've already heard the State of the Union. I think Von Wehunt probably had to count how many times he fell on the floor laughing.
Yes.
We also heard about how fake the scenario behind it was from American Scotch. We've already heard how we've already heard all the lies before from Gunslinger. We've already heard the calculations of where it's got to go anyway from people like Paul the Gladiator. So it comes out like this. If you listen to this show, the State of the Union address didn't teach you anything. All it did was one more step forward off the cliff for anybody that believes what's going on in the Biden quote-unquote regime. What are we going to do about it? Well, there's a lot of things. We talked about honest elections. No such – what they're telling you is you need a perfectly honest person to run the elections. I'm sorry, but the system is broke. Oh, well, then we're going to honor the Constitution all of a sudden. The answer is you can't do that if your court system is broke. Well, then – I can't think of a system that isn't broke. I spend most of my day trying to fix it. That's what I do. I try to fix it. I think that's all I got left. And I think anybody listening here that's quote-unquote sick and tired, take your favorite subject. Take your favorite situation. Take your favorite rant that you like to tell. And my message for America is you might as well start there. You don't have much time. You might as well start there now before it takes you over. Yeah, those lights that are beaming in the back of your car hopefully are not aimed at the back of your head.
That's a good one. Irish Pirate, thank you so much. That's a great call and a good thing to – don't forget that, America. Love that. Well, the theme tonight was Money They Were Asleep, Pal. And we'll get to Breath of Surfer next. We're always up against the clock. But first, here is a line from Gordon Gekko.
Yeah.
Money never sleeps, pal. Just made 800,000 Hong Kong gold. It's been wired to you.
Play with it. You done good, but you gotta keep doing good. I showed you how the game works. Now school's out.
Mr. Gekko, I'm there for you 110%.
No. You don't understand. I want to be surprised.
Astonish me, pal. New info. I don't care where or how you get it. Just get it. My wife tells me you made a move on Darien. Well, here's some inside info for you. That Euroflash GQ type she's going out with got big bucks. Well, he's putting her feet to sleep. Exit visas are imminent. So I don't want you losing your place in life. Ah, Jesus. I wish you could see this. Lights coming up. I've never seen a painting that captures the beauty of the ocean in a moment like this. I'm gonna make you rich, Bud Fox. Yeah, rich enough you can afford a girl like Darien. This is your wake-up call, pal. Go to work.
Now it's time for a little surf intro. We'll be right back. Yeah. By the Tiki Tones from L.A., let's get to Brett the Surfer surfing somewhere off the coast of North Korea tonight. Brett, are you there?
How are you, man? How you doing, Vaughn?
Doing good, man. Where are you surfing tonight, big guy?
Oh, I'm just getting ready for the Super Bowl, man. I'm kind of staying dry,
nice.
High and dry now this weekend. But I went to the Super Bowl experience. It's downtown. It was a good time, man. My boys really enjoyed that. It's seen by the entire world, you know, just thinking about that is kind of crazy, you know, but we're in some, I don't know, man, it's just crazy times. I hope things don't go nuclear, man, because it's with this spy.
Everyone's talking about it.
Did you
ever think that everyone would be talking about nuclear war? The real possibility. I mean, before we heard about it, we kind of blew it off. It's all a bunch of hockey puck, right? It's all a bunch of BS.
Yeah.
But now people are really tuning in going, this could really happen. I've never seen, Brett, world presidents, premiers say we are 1 minute away from doomsday, DEFCON 5, complete nuclear exchange. I mean, when you were a kid, we heard threats of nuclear war, but not directly from the leaders that much. Now it's almost a daily, weekly occurrence.
Yeah.
Kremlin. Other rogue leaders. Scary times.
Yeah, they are, man. And it's just never been like that, you know. And it's interesting, you know, they used to have us put our heads under our desk. There isn't any of that now. There isn't anything where...
Duck and cover.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there isn't anything like that now. Now, I think because now, if it did happen, everybody would just be evaporated. You know, I mean, I don't know, you know. I mean, that might be the best thing if that did happen because, you know, the fall, I don't know. I don't know. They say New Zealand is probably one of the safest places to be right now. Just as far as if a nuke went off.
I can't stand that Ardern, he just resigned, but. I can't stand their government of New Zealand. They're very restrictive.
Yeah.
They're really into COVID.
Yeah.
All kinds of COVID lockdowns are still going on. I don't trust them at all, to be honest.
Yeah.
I used to.
Yeah.
But not anymore. Not after what I've seen. The Australian and New Zealand governments are really into locking down their people. They're like little Chinas, sad to say.
Yeah. Yeah. It's scary, you know. Those governments, just like, think of the, you know, we're just in some strange times, and it's just unprecedented. Just when we had the pandemic where we really didn't, none of us really knew how to go through something like this, and all this nuke talk, it's all kind of new to us,
yeah.
Too, you know, and it's, I think it's...
Daily. It's crazy,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. But, you know, God bless us. And I think I'm going to put my bet on the Eagles, you know, the money line this weekend.
They are the favorite to win. The favorite.
Yeah, well... I think, yeah, because they don't have any injuries, and they're deep that way, you know, without any injuries, and I don't know. We'll see. But I think it's going to be the best call if you're going to gamble on the game, you know.
My hunch is that the Eagles are going to win. That's my hunch.
Mm-hmm.
That they're going to win.
Yeah.
That's my
radio
prediction. Let's put it that way. I just have a a vision of them winning. They're both great teams. I have no skin in the game.
Yeah.
But I just feel that the Eagles are going to pull it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's not because they're the favorite. I like Kansas City a lot. But I just think that the Eagles, I see them winning this. We'll talk next week and talk about the game and see what happens, you know?
Yeah.
Brent, have a great night, man.
Well,
thanks for hanging in there, man. And surf's up to you.
Yeah.
And stay the course, big guy.
Keep on surfing.
We'll get through this.
All right, brother. All right.
You know it.
God bless you, man.
God bless you, buddy. Thanks, Brett. Thank you, man.
Take it easy, man.
You know it. Well, folks, what a great show tonight, huh? Well, it's very cold for animals across the land. Be sure to keep them warm. There was a photograph of a goose, of all things, giving a little puppy warmth in North Dakota this week in solace as the goose was burrowed by a pile of bricks on some farm. And they got through the day together. One hoped that the person who took that photograph immediately rendered aid to the puppy and the goose. God bless the Lord's animals. It is said that those who are cruel to defenseless animals will reap hell on earth and in the afterlife. And I believe it. I do believe that. And Disney Corporation this past week said that they will be laying off 7,000 employees. As CEO Bob Iger slashes spending amid a profitability crisis at the company. How could you have a profitability crisis? My God, you're charging $180 to get through your gates. You're charging $10 a Coke, $15 for a corn dog. Not that high, but you get the idea. Their room rates are always $500 a night at the Disney Hotel or more, and they're getting it. It's all off credit cards, of course, we know that. It's all the plastic, phony baloney economy, propping a lot of things up. If it wasn't for credit cards, one-third of American businesses would shut down. We always told you on this show that these American corporations thought they were hip and trendy and cool. Well, you go woke, and I say you go broke. How about those apples, America? And we told you this would happen. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Never forget that. And that's another conspiracy theory confirmed, America. So you were talking about this months ago. You listen to my show, you'll be on the cutting edge of societal evolution and beyond, to infinity and beyond. Well, at the end of another broadcast day, we thank you all for being here tonight and for a wonderful show. Always grab the podcast in the last 30, 40 minutes of our overtime show. And we thank you again. We will be here next Thursday, of course. Every Thursday night from 8 to 10 is the live stream, and we almost always go into overtime. So with that, have a great night. As I sound off from my mountain stronghold in Arizona. Good night. Stay safe, America.